Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Pei Vayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Vayin, our base of the Mishnah. Ha'isha bezman shehi bebeis ba'alo shachat aleha ba'alo toichol mishal ba'alo. If a woman is in her husband's house, if he slaughtered the korban pesach for her, she may eat from his portion. Ha'okah regla rishon la'asis bebeis aviha shachat aleha aviha shachat aleha ba'ila toichol mimokam jiroitza. If she went to spend the first festival of their marriage in her father's house, if both her father and her husband slaughters her, she may eat from whichever she wishes. Yosem Shishachta Olav Apotropin, Yerichom Mimokam Shiroitza. If two guardians slaughter for one orphan, he may eat from whichever he wishes. Eved Shoshne Shutzim LeYerichom Shoshneim. A slave owned by two masters may not eat from the Pesach of either master. Chetzav Ed Chetzav Ben Chayrin. A slave who is half freed means such as if he had been owned by two masters and one master had freed his portion of the slave. He may not eat from the Pesach of his current master. The Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan, Abam Chosei Kapora, Mafishin Aleihem Chutz Midatam Be'Elahin, Zav Be'Zavah Be'Yeledeth Metzeva, Shekin Adam Mafrish Al B'Noi HaKotan V'Nosem Barisa. B'Yochanan says that one may separate a sacrifice on behalf of four types of people that require the atonement of that sacrifice, without their knowledge. Azov, Azova, a lady who gave birth, and a person that would sue us, as a person may separate a sacrifice for his young son, who is even sleeping in the crib. Nicha, Zav, Azova, Mitzvah, Yeledes, Yesh Katana Yeledes. The Gemara asks, the case of Zav and Zova and Mitzvah are understandable, but as for a lady who gave birth, can a child give birth? Lekena, Rabbi Vadifa, Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Shem, when we prove this, did Rabbi Difa and Rabbi Yonah not quote Rav Chuna as saying, Ibra v'yalga adshalai hevia shtei saros hi uvana mesim? If a girl conceived and gave birth before she had brought two pubic hairs, which is a sign of adulthood, she and her child will certainly die. Mishe hevia shtei saros hi uvana chayim. If it happened after she brought two hairs, she and her son will live. Ibra adshalai hevia shtei saros v'yalga mishe hevia shtei saros hi chayim uvana mesim. If she conceived before she had brought two hairs, but gave birth after bringing two hairs, she will live, but her son will die. Maika doin chikain adam mafresh al bito katana mekin jesia leikrayat v'meirushus avia. And if so, what is Rabbi Yochanan's source to say that one may separate a sacrifice from a tzorah without his knowledge, as in the case of a daughter, when she is still a child, she cannot give birth, and when she is an adult, she is no longer in the domain of her father. Ella, chikain adam mafresh al ishtoi chareshis. The Gemara answers, the reason is because it's like a person who may separate a sacrifice for his wife, who is a deaf mute. The Kan Saita Katana, Einat Yechol Nama Rabbi Zeir Reyosa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Katana Shezinsa Eina Ratzayin Liase Al Ba'ala. Rabbi Yochanan did not list the case of a sacrifice of a Saita, who was a woman suspected of committing adultery, as Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Yosa quoted from Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the consent of a minor who committed adultery does not prohibit her to her husband. Consequently, she does not drink from the soda water. Chareshes einat yochol dechsev v'amay yeshe amen amen. And also, a deaf mute woman does not drink the soda water, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Hey Pasuk Chaf Beis, and the woman will say amen amen, and a mute woman is not able to say it. Amar Rabbi Avin shnihi dechsev v'samachta ata uveisecha. Rabbi Avin explained, soda is different, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Yudale Pasuk Chaf Tes. And you and your household shall rejoice. Since he cannot rejoice without his wife, her korban is considered to be like his. However, korbanos of others cannot be separated without their consent. Rabbi Yirmiyah quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person separated a nazir's korban with his consent, he may sacrifice it for the nazir without his knowledge, but he may not separate the korban for the nazir without his knowledge. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, if a person separated any korban chatas with the owner's knowledge, he may sacrifice it without his knowledge, but he may not separate any korban chatas for the owner without his knowledge. Rabbi Elazar, Adam sheichet pischoi al shel chaveiroi shel medaitoi, aval einoi mafrishoi el medaitoi. And Rabbi Zeir, quoting Rav Lava, said, if a person separated a korban pesach with the owner's knowledge, he may sacrifice it without his knowledge, but he may not separate a korban pesach with the owner without his knowledge. Amar Blava, Masnifa, Amar Kain. Haisha Bezmanchi, Bevet Bala, Shachat Alea, Avia, Shachat Alea, Baila, Techo, Michel, Baila. And we brother bring the proof. Our Mishnah teaches that if a woman is in her husband's house, if he slaughtered the korban pesach for her, she may eat from his portion. Man and Kaiman, im b'machin stam ha'isha b'mache loyma etzel b'ayli ani oichel ela b'shein no machin. I think it will clarify what is the case. If the woman protested, why did the Mishnah teach that she may eat from her husband's portion? Can a woman usually be assumed to wish to eat from her husband's korban? Rather, one can assume that she did not protest, and the Mishnah says that she may eat from his portion, even though it was slaughtered without her knowledge. Masnifa mamachin asa. The Gemara rejects that. No, the Mishnah is referring to when she protested, but was teaching a case of regel redufin, which is the first festival after their marriage, when it's customary to stay in her father's house. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan masnifa mamachin la, and Rabbi Yirmiyah also quoted from Rabbi Yochanan the Mishnah referring to when she protested, and it was a case of regel redufin. Hada pliga al Rabbi Lazar de Lazar Omar. Adam Sheikhet Pifchoy Shulamidaitoi, Aval Eina Mafisha Shulamidaitoi. The Gemara asks a question, and this disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, who said earlier that if a person separated a Korban Pesach with the owner's consent, he may sacrifice it without his knowledge, but he may not separate a Korban Pesach for the owner without his knowledge. Shnihi Pesach Shnihi Chatas Pesach Lekashe Tangdil, Roy Hu Leskapeboy, Chatas Lekashe Tangdil, Eina Roy Leskapebo. The Gemara answers Pesach is different from Chatas. The Pesach can bring him atonement even if he became an adult between the separation and the slaughtering, but the Chatas cannot. Am Rav Yochanan, Beregel Radufin Shonu. Ezu Regel Radufin, Am Rav Yosef, Be Rabun, De Regel Rishon, Shavir Radefes Lekvala. Rav Yochanan said that the Mishnah is referring to a case of Regel Radufin. What is that? Rav Yosef Rabun said that it's the first festival after their marriage on which it's customary to be in her father's house. The father must chase her back to her husband's house after the festival. Hence the name Regel Redufin, the festival of chasing. Leholcha Regel Rishon, Regel Hasheni Moshi Yaseh Regel Redufin. The Gemara asked, well, if she did not visit her father's house for the first festival, does the second festival receive the law of Regel Redufin? La'im Yishla Regel Redufin. The answer is yes, there will always be a Regel Redufin. Amana Moshi Eila Regel Redufin. Does a widow have a Regel Redufin? Nishma Ina Min Ador, Holcha Regel Rishon, Lasis Bevet Avia. I had Amma la Ulam Yesh la Regel Redufin, I had Amma Amana Yesh la Regel Redufin. And the Gemara suggests that our Mishnah can prove it. If she went to spend the first festival of their marriage in her father's house, she may eat from whichever one she wishes. And the contrast of this sentence with the earlier part of the Mishnah teaches that the law applies to the first festival that she visits, even if it's not the first festival after their marriage, or it teaches that the law applies also to a widow. Am Rav Yosef Rabun, Tipata Shiyesh Labonim, Ve'ela Bal, Vesnam Isha, Mamache Loima Etzel Bani, Ani Reitze. And Rav Yosef Rabun rejects it. He says, no, really the case is where she has children but no husband, and one can assume that she will prefer to be with her children.